It's been a month since we last spoke with Angie Rickens, our field agronomist who represents Hamilton County with ISU Extension and Outreach. And Angie, it's been kind of a busy time for these farmers getting all to the fields and so forth.
It has. It's been an interesting spring, Pat. We started off in the week of April 10th where it was really warm and we got a lot of acres planted, and then it turned off kind of cool and rainy. And a lot of people finally got back in the field last week, and we've made some significant planting progress in this last week. It's amazing what Iowa farmers can do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about where we are with that, right? So Hamilton County is in the Central Iowa Crop Reporting District, and literally went from 34% of the corn planted a week ago this past Monday up to 68% of the corn planted by Monday, May 8th, and for soybeans, it went from 17% to 55%. On a good day in Iowa, Iowa farmers can plant about 1.2 million acres. So if you think about planting 1.2 million acres out of the 23 million acres of crop we have in Iowa, right, we can get the entire state planted in a relatively short time. We just ran into some speed bumps this spring with cool temperatures, cool soil temperatures, and some rain that kept us out of the field for a little bit. But people were looking at being in the field yesterday. It's still a little wet in some places. If we don't get rain this morning, there'll be some places people can get back in the field and start planting. And we hope whatever happens for precip the next couple of days is relatively light so we can finish off this planting, because next week looks good. The forecast looks good for next week.
And that's going to be dry conditions, I believe, for next week there, Angie?
Yeah, the forecast late Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday looks pretty good. If we don't get a lot of rain out of the next couple of days, we should be able to get back into the field relatively quickly. And that's everybody's hope at this point in time.
That's good. Let's also talk about some insect information you have for us.
Yeah, you know, no matter what the weather does, the insects kind of do their thing. But insect development is really driven by heat. And we've had a lot of black cutworm moths and true armyworm moths. I have a couple of traps in Hamilton County, Story County, and there are some farmers that trap for Iowa State in Wright County. And we've had some significant flights of those pests. They're migratory pests. They fly in from the southern United States on these southerly winds we get. And so now that we have some crop emerged, Iowa State put out a cutworm cutting advisory earlier this week. So here is May 11th today, and the advice is to start scouting for those crops that are up, in particular corn. We want to be looking to see if there's any cutworm damage. Mostly we would want to check fields that have had cover crops growing in them and no-till fields that maybe had a lot of overwintering winter annuals to look weedy, because those moths are attracted to green growing things, and that's where they want to lay their eggs, right, to ensure survival.
So they'll be coming out in numbers, I think, when we get into big time warm weather later on this month, I guess.
Yeah, just because we have a lot of moth captures doesn't always mean we get crop damage, but we want to be out there scouting to keep an eye on that for cutworm damage, also for true armyworm damage. Because we do know, like last year we did see a minor little true armyworm outbreak in the northwestern corner of Marshall County, northeastern corner kind of Story County in cover crop fields, right? We saw a lot of armyworm activity in those fields, both where corn and soybeans had been planted. So once we get crop out of the ground, or if you already have crop that's emerged, this is the time to start scouting for those pests. And then we also need to think about some alfalfa. We are at that point. We've had enough heat that our alfalfa weevils have hatched, right? They're laying, you know, the eggs hatch, larvae form, and larvae will defoliate alfalfa. So we want to get out there and scout our alfalfa fields. And I've been doing a little bit of that this week as well. So Iowa State University has a really great webpage called the Integrated Crop Management webpage. And we have a lot of information on there on how to scout for those pests what the damage looks like, and then treatment thresholds on should you need to treat those fields to control the insect activity. So people are always welcome to call me, and I can walk them through it, or we can come out and look at some fields together if you have concerns, or you're welcome to go just Google Integrated Crop Management at Iowa State University, and you will find excellent resources.
And, of course, then call the Hamilton County Extension Office there, Angie. And I believe that's, 832-9597.
You are correct. Very good, Pat.
Gee, thanks. 832-9597. Talk with Angie, and they'll give you all the lowdown on where things stand regarding insects and in the few weeks of the spring planting season.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up really quick. We hope to get it done and move on to the next phase of crop production, right? Weed control and watching everything grow.
There we go.